door to encrypted cell phone technology, which protects most smartphones that we all have from hacking. And it includes our phones, and it also protects the cell phones of the terrorists. Now, the tech companies and a group of MIT scientists, smart guys, right, warn that if they create a way for the FBI to have a backdoor into our encrypted communications, then the bad guys will exploit it too. And they say that this is going to cause more security problems than it would solve for everyday Americans. Are they wrong?
Well, look, the Joint Terrorism Task Forces need resources and they need tools. And those are made up of the FBI, state, and local law enforcement. And Megan, it's best not to talk anymore about backdoors and encryption. It'll get solved, but it needs to be solved in the Situation Room of the White House with the technology
this
folks.
This is public testimony.
Yeah, but I just have to tell you that it's best with some of these things not be said.
The NSA is another big issue. Ted said he was for, you know, NSA reform, but then he told Marco Rubio, oh, no, I voted for the bill because I'm for the government collecting 100% of your cell phone records. I don't think Ted can have it both ways. They want to say they're getting some of the liberty vote, but we don't see it happening at all. We think we're going to do very well in Iowa with the liberty vote.
We'll come back to.
Well, I mean, I was talking about the question. Just very quickly, I'd like to respond. The bulk collection of your phone data, the invasion of your privacy, did not stop one terrorist attack. I don't think you have to give up your liberty for a false sense of security. When we look at this bulk collection, the court has looked at this. Even the court declared it to be illegal. If we want to collect the records of terrorists, let's do it the old-fashioned way. Let's use the Fourth Amendment. Let's put a name on a warrant. Let's ask a judge for it. Let's respect the history of our country. John Adams said that we fought the war for independence because we wanted to fight against generalized warrants. Let's don't forget that.